Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
NFL Zigzag Draft Edition. Let's get it going. A lot to get to in the second hour of the show. A lot of noise out there, particularly from Bruce Feldman, who was set out to write about the quarterbacks of this class, but he got so much wide receiver feedback in doing the research that he pivoted and he wrote a piece on The Athletic on the wide receivers in the draft. And one of the things that he kept hearing about was who the best receiver in the draft was. Dirt. Zigger Zag, Malik Nabers will be the better NFL receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr. because a lot of scouts and coaches were telling Bruce Feldman, anonymously, of course.
Yes.
Malik Nabers is actually the better player.
I always have a hard time with these kind of rumors that come out around now because how much of it is trying to leak information or get info out there of this guy's better or this guy's got questions.
Maybe according to Belichick,
on this guy,
all of it.
That's where it's all just flooding the water with misinformation. I'm going to zag on that. It's not a real confident zag, but I'm going to zag on that. I understand the criticisms of Marvin Harrison Jr. The numbers didn't jump off the page necessarily last year the way that some others did. He was not deserving of winning the Biletnikoff. That was one of the dumber awards that we've seen handed out in a long time in college football.
That was a joke. That upset me.
But I also, if you play it both ways, say if I put Marvin Harrison Jr. in the Ryan Grubb offense in Seattle with Michael Penix throwing to him, his numbers are better. And if I put him playing with Heisman Trophy winner where they're running up stats against Baylor School for the Blind in the Southeast, he's putting up better numbers. He had a bad quarterback throwing him the ball in an offense that was largely built on running it, and they were a team that played defense. So the numbers didn't jump off. I still would take him, though, as wide receiver number one between him and Odunze, and that's mainly just because I saw Odunze play more than I saw Nabers play.
Pretty simple one here. Zigger Zag. There will be two franchise quarterbacks drafted this year. Now think about the way I phrased that.
Yes. At any time.
At any time of the draft, there will be two that emerge from this draft as franchise quarterbacks.
I'm going to zig on that. I'll zig on it because I think you're going to get one from the collection of bunch that we're talking about endlessly. And then it seems like in a lot of years in the NFL, there's a chance that you get the rando. Like, who's the guy that we're not – who's Brock Purdy this year that we're just not talking about? It's going to be a fifth-round pick, Russell Wilson, third-round pick, Kirk Cousins, third-round pick, Dak Prescott, third-round pick. We didn't talk about any of those guys going into the draft, and then you look up years later and they're franchise quarterbacks. So I think you're going to end up with two, one from the bunch. Caleb Williams is probably the odds-on favorite there, but one of those guys will get it, and if one of the others doesn't, I think there's a chance you get an outlier there in the fourth round somewhere. I'll say zig.
Kid from Western Kentucky, Austin Reed, randomly just emerges. Sam Hartman and his beautiful flowing hair just becomes a great thing.
I think about Jordan Travis at Florida State, man.
There
if Jordan Travis didn't shatter his ankle or knee or whatever it was, where's he in this conversation? Can he come back healthy? He was a tremendous player in college.
A photo of Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams together was posted to social media yesterday. They both took the same flight to Detroit for the draft. There's also a report that Odunze caught passes from Williams along with Keenan Allen. Zigger Zag, the Bears, should look to add a playmaking weapon for Caleb with their second first-round pick. They're currently at 1-9.
Yeah, it's... I'm going to zag on that just because I don't know what the board looks like yet. I want to know what the board looks like and who's available there at 9. Do we get four quarterbacks to go right out of the gate? Like, is that the first four picks of the draft? Does somebody go different? Does somebody trade up to 5 and take a fifth quarterback or the first 5 picks of the draft quarterbacks? Because if that's the case,
it's never happened.
It's never happened before. Might happen this year. Who knows? Maybe it doesn't.
Never had 4 in a row.
Never had 4 in a row. That's where I'm. It's just hard because I don't know what the board looks like at 9. What else is available? Chicago's got a lot of holes to plug. They're not close to competing in my mind for a championship yet.
Really?
I don't think so. I think
they were good last year at the end.
I mean, yeah. I don't know about good. They were better than they had been. They were a serviceable NFL team. I'll grant you that. If there's an elite offensive lineman there, that offensive line was not very good. Their defense was okay, but can you go get a stud defensive tackle or a defensive lineman? It's just hard not knowing what the board looks like. I think you have DJ Moore, who's a really good wide receiver. Keenan Allen's going to be great for Caleb Williams as a rookie. Underneath guy, reliable route runner. So I don't think it's necessarily the biggest need for them. But if you don't have this run on quarterbacks and a lot of other guys end up going, and then Odunze's there at 9, then I would be okay. But I'll zag for now.
Last one, Diana Rossini of The Athletic wrote, the Commanders had 20 prospects hang out with their personnel execs at Topgolf, where Rossini writes that Jaden Daniels' agent was not pleased about this. In fact, he was irate. He wanted more one-on-one time. He wanted, oh, daddy, look at me. But he had to share the spotlight with 19 others. She also writes that sources close to Daniels say his, quote, dream scenario, end quote, is to end up in Vegas to be reunited with Antonio Pierce. Zig or zag that DC and Daniels are not a good fit.
I'll zig on it just because I don't think much of Jaden Daniels as an NFL quarterback. So for that reason, I'll zig on it. They got a new defensive coach. I'm not a huge fan of that when it comes to developing a young quarterback, so I don't think that's a great fit either. Not that Vegas has one, because Pierce is not an offensive guy either. The whole being upset about this and being angry about multiple people being around at a Topgolf event, like, this is one of the dumber headlines I've seen in a while. His agent's been quote tweeting things too, like, get over yourself, dude. Who do you think you're not the easy pick to be number one overall. You might not even end up going number two overall. You padded your stats against bad teams in the SEC. Like, get out of here, man. Get your ego in check.
There we go. NFL Zig or Zag every Wednesday at 6:45.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.